It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. Today is the birthday of Italian scholar and philosopher Elena Cornaro Piscopia, born in Venice in 1646. She is widely believed to be the first woman to earn an academic degree from a university. Born out of wedlock to a powerful Venetian nobleman and his peasant mistress, Elena was pursued by numerous suitors, all of whom she rejected. As a young girl, she was seen as a prodigy, and on the advice of a priest who was a friend of the family, she began a classical education, studying Latin and Greek. Soon she also became proficient in French, Spanish, Hebrew, and Arabic. Her later studies included mathematics, philosophy, and theology. Elena also came to be an expert musician and composer as well, mastering the harpsichord, the clavichord, the harp, and the violin. In her late teens and early 20s, she became interested in physics, astronomy, and linguistics. In 1669, she translated the Colloquy of Christ by Carthusian monk Giovanni Lanspergio from Spanish into Italian. Her book was issued in five editions in Venice from 1669 to 1672. When her fame spread, she was invited to membership in many learned societies. When her tutors recommended that the University of Padua grant her a degree in theology, church officials refused because she was a woman. However, the local bishop did allow her to get a degree in philosophy instead. The degree was conferred on June 25, 1678 in Padua Cathedral, in the presence of the university authorities, the entire faculty, all the students, and most of the Venetian senators, together with many invited guests from the universities of Bologna, Perugia, Rome, and Naples. Elena spoke for an hour in classical Latin, explaining difficult passages selected at random from the works of Aristotle. She was listened to with great attention, and when she had finished, she received praise from the entire assembly and was awarded all the symbols of her accomplishment. The scene is illustrated in the Cornaro window in the west wing of the Thompson Memorial Library at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York. The last 7 years of her life were devoted to study and charity. She died at Padua in 1684 of tuberculosis at age 38. Elena was buried in the church of Santa Giustina at Padua, and a statue was placed in her honor at the university. Her death was marked by memorial services in Venice, Padua, Siena, and Rome. Her writings, published at Parma in 1688, include academic discourses, translations, and devotional treatises. In 1685, the University of Padua caused a medal to be struck in her honor. A book by Jane Smith Guernsey titled The Lady Cornaro, Pride and Prodigy of Venice, published in 1999 by College Avenue Press, is the first full-length study of the life of this remarkable woman. Professor Betty Rizzo of the City University of New York said Elena should be included among the 100 most important people of the last 1,000 years. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 5th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.